The plan would ban county or city ordinances that set a minimum wage for contractor work being done with state or federal dollars. It's aimed specifically at Milwaukee County, where the county board just passed a measure to require all contractors pay $11.32 an hour. Milwaukee resident Nicole Collazo-Santiago told lawmakers her county could handle its own budget, noting that other cities and counties had managed local wage ordinances just fine.
I mean, you didn't have a problem when Dane County passed it. So then why all of a sudden, because Milwaukee County passes it, there's an issue?
Mike Wilder with the labor group Wisconsin Jobs Now said a living wage would help lift up people at the bottom of the economic ladder.
Many of them work 2-3 jobs just to make their basic ends meet. And many of them would have been here today because they cannot take off work in this amount of time to hear something so important that would impact their lives very deeply.
Republican Assembly sponsor Chris Kapinga from the city of Delafield in Waukesha County said he started working on this plan as soon as he heard about the Milwaukee County living wage ordinance. Kapinga believes minimum wages end up hurting the economy. He stressed that his bill would not ban living wage ordinances.
We're saying that if you're going to do it, you're going to have to fund it with the local tax base.
But Madison and Milwaukee government leaders testified that once state and federal tax money flows to cities and counties, it should be up to them to decide how to use it. Lawmakers are moving fast on this plan. It was introduced just 2 days ago and is scheduled for a committee vote later today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.